St. Wenceslaus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the feast day of a great saint, St. Wenceslaus. He was born in what is known as Bohemia, which is part of the present-day Czech Republic, in the year 907, or thereabouts anyways. And his father, whose name was Vladislaus, was the Duke of Bohemia. He ruled the entire region. And his mother was named Drahomira, and she was actually a pagan, but at the time of her wedding, she received baptism. But this was only a superficial level baptism. She was pretending to be Christian because it was politically expedient for her, but she was actually still secretly a pagan, and we'll see how that affects a little later on in the sermon the rest of the story of St. Wenceslaus. Well, St. Wenceslaus, as a child, he was brought up as a good Christian and got a good Christian education from his very pious grandmother, whose name was Ludmila. And Ludmila, she taught him how to say his prayers, she taught him his catechism, and she taught him a deep and profound love of the Blessed Sacrament. But in Wenceslaus' life, his father would die while he was still fairly young. His father died, and he was about 13 years old. And when he died, his mother, Ludmila, the grandmother of Wenceslaus, became the ruler of the area until Wenceslaus became an adult. Well, Wenceslaus' mother, being a pagan, didn't want anything to do with being under the control of Ludmila, and so she abandoned all the facade, the false outside of being a Christian, and embraced that old paganism, and had Ludmila killed. She sent two men to Ludmila and had them strangle her with her own chapel veil. And she died as a martyr and would later be canonized as a saint. Well, at the age of 18, Wenceslaus finally was able to take over and become the ruler of Bohemia, and he immediately sent his mother into exile for her great crime of killing his grandmother, whom he loved so much. And he moved the relics of Ludmila into the city of Prague, which was the capital where he was living. He moved them there to a church of St. George so that they could be close by to Wenceslaus up on the castle hill. And you can still go to that church and see those relics there. And when you look from the basilica, or the cathedral on the top of the hill where the castle is, you can actually, it's right next to the Church of St. George. As Duke of Bohemia, Wenceslaus worked really hard to foster a good Christian nation. He really worked hard to make peace with the surrounding tribes and to try to avoid war whenever he could. He really tried to make sure that people grew in the faith and practice it well, and bring in as many priests and clergy. And at the time, some of the parts of Bohemia were using the Eastern rite of the Slavic rite of the Christendom, but they had very few priests. So he embraced the Latin rite, the Roman rite, like we celebrate here, and he brought in all these Roman priests to help say Mass there, and so that people could get easy access to the faith and to the sacraments. Well, after a few years, his Christian senses told him that he should forgive his mother and bring her back from exile, hoping that she had learned her lesson from the great crime that she committed. But this would prove to be fatal, because his mother, Drahomira, had not learned her lesson at all, and she was very angry at Wenceslaus, and so she convinced his own brother named Boleslav, to apostatize from the faith and lead a pagan faction of Bohemia against King Wenceslaus. And in 935, Boleslav invited Wenceslaus to a party to celebrate the feast of Saints Cosmas and Damian, yesterday's feast day. And so St. Wenceslaus, loving Saints Cosmas and Damian, went to the party, and there the secret plan was hatched and fell into place. At midnight, so it would have been at midnight this very morning, three of Boleslav's friends stabbed Saint Wenceslas, and then Boleslav himself gave the final blow, which was with the lance, piercing him with the lance, and Saint Wenceslas died there and became a holy martyr for the faith. But it didn't take long for his martyrdom to bear great fruit, because his own brother who killed him, Boleslav, was now in charge of Bohemia, as oftentimes happened. But he repented of what he did, and he reconverted back to the Christian faith. And because of that, he caused his mother to flee. And Abbot Garanger says that the earth then later on swallowed her up, and she was lost forever. But Boleslav truly converted, and he worked really hard for the good of the kingdom and for the good of Christianity in this kingdom. He had four children, one of which was born on the very feast day of Saint Wenceslas, and he named them Strakvas, which means dreadful feast, because of the pain that it caused him of that. And that son being born on that day, he promised God that he would give him over to the church, and they fulfilled that promise. That son was became a monk and was elected to be the second bishop of Prague, but died during the consecration ceremony as a bishop. He had a daughter named Dubravka, who worked great wonders for the church because she married a pagan king in Poland, and she converted him to the faith and also helped convert the entire country of Poland. Mlada, his other daughter, became a nun, and she was instrumental in going to Rome to petition the Pope to be able to make Prague the seat of a bishop. And his other son, Boleslas II, was the successor to his father as a ruler of Bohemia, and he's the one that actually set up that bishopric in Prague and got that to be a see of a bishop continued on for time after that, and as it became a see for good Christian faith. So we see that even though he was put to death, his martyrdom, his sacrifice, bared so much fruit in helping the reign of Christ spread throughout his land. And for you all, children, you should always remember that with that same spirit, that the little sacrifices you can make can bear great fruit to help our Lord and his church and the spread of his holy Catholic faith. So may God bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen.